So my so the time to start darshing is really by Shoycha Masna. So there's really three things. We'll break it down to three things that happens by Shoycha Masna. One is the actual saying Shoycha Masna, and the second thing is we open the door of our house, and the third thing is we pour the Kaisel Elio. So let's first talk about the actual saying of Shoycha Masna. So it seems like that the Shoycha Masna was never really part of the original Haggadah in the times of the Gaonim. It wasn't put into the Haggadah. It was something that came about later. It was added into the times of the Rishonim. And in the Ran, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, he explains why we say Shoycha Masna now. What are we doing? So he says that with the Arba Kaisar Keneged, everyone knows Keneged Arba Kaisar is Keneged the Arba Lashayne Shal Geula. But the Yerushalmi says another reason for Arba Kaisar, it's Keneged. He says, Keneged Arba Kaisar Ha Tar'ela Sha'asar Kaddish Baruch Lahashkar Sasa Oivdi Kichavim. There are four cups of like poisoning that Hashem is gonna, in the future, Lasalav is gonna, he's gonna give to the Gayim to punish them, Lasalav. So he says, Venere Shalafika. When we pour the Kaiser V before Halal, we say Shoycha Masna al Gayim Shalei Deucha, because now we're coming to complete the four Kaisers. So now, just like the four Kaisers are, they're connected. The four Kaisers Hashem is going to give to the Gayim. So now we pour the fourth Kais. We daven to Hashem Shoycha Masna. Then now you should go and give the Gayim these four Kaisers of poisoning to them. And I saw that the Abu Dram also says the same type of pshat. He adds a little bit more. He says also the fact that now we're coming to, he says, Bezeh ha-kaisonu mashlimen ha-mitzvah miyat. We're coming to complete the mitzvah. So now, asei masha tachtanu. Now you should do what you promised us. Lishpeich oisam dalet kaisa shal perenius atom. To pour those four kaisas over the gayim and to punish them. So that's pshat why we would say Shoycha Masna. Now, in the Bir Hagra and Shulchan Aruch, so he has a different pshat why we say Shoycha Masna. He says, because we're about to say Halal, we're saying Leilanu. The Kapitul Leilanu, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches says, that's referring to Chavli Mashiach, Mechamaz Gaig U'Magaig, and therefore, before we're going to say Leilanu, which the Gemara is talking about, Mechamaz Gaig U'Magaig, so we say before that Shoycha Masna al Gayim, to basically we're explaining what Leilanu is about. Like the first part of, before, in the beginning of the Seder, the first part of Halal, that's more about the Avar, about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now we're coming to talk about the Asid, about the Chamas Gaig U'Magaig, so it's like an introductory Shoycha Masna to explain that's what Leilanu is going to be about punishing the Gayim, the Chamas Gaig U'Magaig. So I found interesting the in Rashi in Sefer HaParadis, he writes a lashon. Also, he says that we do Shoycha Masna already in his time. But his lashon is in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel says Umaisin Kaiser V Va'Oimrim Alav Halal Shehu Shoycha Masna Adi Halalucha. So it sounds like from his lashon that Shoycha Masna is actually like part of the Halal, which clear as a pell, it's not part of the Halal. But maybe you could say that Rashi, Al-Pi the Gain, that the reason why we're saying Shoycha Masna, it's like an introductory to explain what Leilanu is about. So because it's like a Hakdama to the Leilanu, that could be Pshat why it's in maybe you can answer Rashi's Lashon, it's Va'imram Lav Halal Shu Shoycha Masna, because it's kind of part of the Halal. Fine, so that's the actual saying of the Shoycha Masna. Now another reason why we say there's an interesting thing to know also, the Chida says, Abshah, why we say Shoycha Masna, he says that, I know he knows this, but he lead up to the Chida, that Mitzrayim made out of Kishuf, they made these dogs that would scare anyone that would try to leave Mitzrayim. And so they used Kishuf for that, and they also used Kishuf to also, they made a Litzanus out of Moshe and Aaron, that when they did the Makkos, they were just using Kishuf. So now, what we're doing is, when we say Shvaich HaMascha, the word Shvaich is the same ICS of Kishuf. So they were tying Kishuf and they were using Kishuf, so now we're turning it back on them and using that Kishuf and turning it into Shvaich HaMascha, that that now you're going to be punished. That's what the Chida says. And the Ramah brings in a different pshat while we say Shveich HaMascha. He says in Siman Tav Pei, he says V'yesh Aymrim Sheyesh Loima Shveich HaMascha Koydim Lelanu, and he says V'lef Tayach HaPas, we open up the door K'dei Liskar Shulel Shimurim, to remind ourselves that it's Lel Shimurim, it's special protection tonight, and we open the door that we're not afraid. U'bizchus Amunizu, and the schus of this Amuna that we believe in Lel Shimurim, and we're not afraid. Yavi Mashiach, Mashiach should come, v'yishpoi chamas yal ha'akam, and he should pour his anger over the Gaim. V'chein noyagim. So the Ramah is saying that the reason why we say Shveich HaMascha is because we're opening the door to show us Lel Shimurim, and now we have a schus of our Amuna that we believe in Lel Shimurim, that we believe that Mashiach is going to come through that Amuna, and therefore we daven Shveich. Now, there's a shayla. Beis Halevi Al Teri asks, "What's Takap Shah? If we're coming to remember that it's Lo Shimurim, why Takap at this point of the night during the Seder are we showing that it's Lo Shimurim?" Chayre, he said, we should have done it when we said Kol Dich Vin Yesev Yechol. The beginning said that we should have opened the door to show that it's Lo Shimurim. So Beis Halevi says, Gval Gataritz, he says that. It says we're trying to be meramez a dvar chachma, because the Gemara says that Gemara has a kasha that we have arba kaisais, and the Gemara says that when you do arba kaisais, so it could be a sakana, because the Gemara says there's a problem of making zugas. You do pairs of two, so we have two and two, four kaisais. So the Gemara says that's an issue of sakana, and the Gemara asks, heichim v'sakana rabbanim milsa dasa di sakana, how could rabbanim v'sakana something's going to come to a sakana? And one of the answers of the Gemara is that we don't. It's not an issue of sakana because tonight is Lel Shimurim, and the Gemara says Lel Shimurim ubamin amazikin, and it's a special protection from the mazikin, and we're not cheshish for any hezek that would come from the zugais. So says the Beis Halevi, since now we're pouring the fourth kais, so now the people are sitting there can ask a kasha, what we're doing the fourth kais. Now we have an issue of zugais and sakana. So now we go, we open the door, and we show no, it's Lel Shimurim, and now we don't have a problem. And I saw also the Chassam Sefer, and there's a guy on Shulchan Aruch, he also says the same teretz. I wanted to offer perhaps a different pshat why we open the door then. You can say like this, that Rashi in Parshas Bayit by Lel Shimurim, Rashi says on the pasuk Lel Shimurim, Rashi says Shimurim lechol bnei Yisrael deresam mishum urbam and avazikin. Like it says in the pasuk earlier, that Hashem is not gonna let the mashlis, the malchum aves, come into your house when you put the dam on the doorpost. And the pasuk says earlier, and then it's Hashem is gonna avar shalim gavis mitzrayim. He's gonna go do makas b'chayres. V'ro'as adam l'mashkeif, and this is v'layitin hamashlis lavi el b'teichem lingoif. And he's not going to let the Malachim come in. So in Mitzrayim, when was this that it became Lel Shimurim that Hashem didn't let the Malachim come in? That was during Makas Bechayris. When Hashem was doing Makas Bechayris and he saw the dam and he was killing all the Mitzrayim, he didn't let the Malachim come into our houses. So when was that time? Makas Bechayris was when? Was by Chatzais, right? So maybe we could say like this. Maybe make a cheshbon. It's Kapaskin that you have to eat Afikayman before Chatzais, right? So I'm assuming Rav Klal Yisrael, by the time that they eat the Afikayman, it's basically right before Chatzais. They don't do it. It takes a while. So you eat the Afikayman right before Chatzais. Then you bench. Now we're holding Mamish Kechatzais Halayla. So now is the time Mamish when it became established that it was Lel Shimurim, when it was Makos Becheres and Hashem didn't let the Malachim come into our houses. So now we go and open the door, because that was Mamash the time that it became Nikr, that it was Lel Shimurim. Okay, now there's another pshat why we open the doors. There's the Chok Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Sefer Amani a very interesting pshat, an amazing pshat. He says that we open the doors by night because since he has a different, there's another pshat on Lel Shimurim. Lel Shimurim doesn't mean doesn't have to mean that it's special protection of Shimur. It means that it's the night that Hashem is waiting and anticipating the Geula. He sings the Chazal from Rosh Hashanah. It says, "Lel Hamishumar Misheishes Yimei Bereishis." From Ready Sheishes Yimei Bereishis, so it was a night set aside that Hashem is going to bring the Geula. It's a night of Geula. So now it's a night of Geula. So we believe that the Geula is going to come. So we open the doors. Why? Why we open the doors? Because in case we think in case the Geula is coming, Eliyahu Navi is going to come and he's going to be mevaser the Geula that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. So in case Eliyahu Navi is coming outside, we want to run out to greet him. If we want to run out to greet him, we want to do it as quickly as possible. So we leave the door open by night so that in case he's coming, we could run out, we could gain those few seconds to be makab upon him. He says, "V'myavi aliyo yimtza pesel pesul v'neitza l'krasi mehera v'anum aminim ezen," and we believe in this. And he says, "V'yesh b'amunah z'shar gadol." There's in this amunah, there's tremendous schar in believing that Eliyahu Navi might come outside and we want to greet him. And we actually find in Rashi in Erev, and it says such a thing, but the Gemara says that there's Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. Gemara says, "Karmutach lahen yisrael she'ein Eliyahu ba loy ba'arvi Shabbos loy ba'arvi yom tov b'pnei ha'teirach," because of Tircha. Rashi says b'pnei ha'teirach shamanichin tzarchi Shabbos. They're gonna leave over their, they're not gonna do their tzarchi Shabbos, but holchen lahakav upanim, they're gonna go to mekabel upanim. You see, there's such a thing that when Eliyahu Navi comes, it's going to be a big thing that we want to be mekabel upon him. So that's why we open the door, so that we should do it quickly.
Come on, Yamtiv.
What?
Come on, Yamtiv.
Yeah. It's a different child, a different shir. I saw an amazing pshat brought in Sefer Taimiham and Hagim. It's pshat in the Sefer Menachem Tzion from Menachem Mendel of Rimenov. My grandmother was born in Rimenov. Her family was Sadi Ger. So he has an amazing pshat. He says that this minna goes back already to the times of Yaakov Avinu. It says in the Pasuk in Toldos, when Yaakov was getting the brachas, it says in the Pasuk, when he was, says, "Vayhi ach yotza Yaakov me'eis p'nei Yitzchak aviv," when right when Yaakov was leaving from Yitzchak, from getting the brachas, the Esav achav b'mitzei, the Esav was coming in the house. So the Medrash says, "Ach yotza yotza Yaakov," the Medrash says that he stood, why is yotza yotza Yaakov? So he's going out, and then he stood behind the door. He hid behind the door, and then he went out. So Rabbi Nachman Mendel says that night, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that it was Lel Pesach, that the Shnei Gedi Izim was Karm Pesach and Chagiga. So why was he going out in the first place? He was going out because he was doing the minig of opening the door, because Lel Shimurim Baman Amazikin. But when he was opening the door, he saw Esau was down the block. So then he quickly hid behind the door. Right, I want to say another pshat, b'chlal, why we open the door on Lel Pesach when we say Shvei Chamascha. So Shvei Chamascha is really, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Ayin Tes. If you look at Kapitel Ayin Tes, a few pesukim later, it says in the pasuk, we say every Shabbos, we say in Tachanun and Thursday, we say in the pasuk, it says, "Lama yemru hagayim ayi elikeyim." We say to Hashem, why should the Gayim say where is their God? Yivada b'Gayim leinenu, it should be known to the Gayim in front of our eyes. Nikmas dam of adacha hashapuch, the revenge of your servant's blood that was spilled. So we're basically asking Hashem, why should the Gayim be able to say they are able to persecute us and say, where is Hashem your God? And we ask Hashem that you should take nekama on them. But we say it should be le'inenu. So the Brisker Rav in his Sefer Al Torah on Tehillim, he asks why do we ask that it should be le'inenu dafka? The point is that we want that Hashem should take nekama on the Goyim. Why does it have to be dafka le'inenu in front of our eyes? So the Brisker Rav says, says that our Ikar Taina is not that we want that the Goyim should also get killed, just take revenge on the Goyim. Our Ikar Taina is because when the Goyim are persecuting us, they say, they say Ayah Elekeim. Where is their God? And there's a Chil Hashem. That's what we're worried about. We're worried about the Chil Hashem. So we're worried about the Chil Hashem. We ask Hashem, take revenge on them, but don't just stop take revenge. Take revenge in a way that it will be a Kiddush Hashem. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Kiddush Hashem is Dafka Bifnei Yisrael. It says in the positive, Kedashti B'Seich Bifnei Yisrael, Bifnei Asara. That's when you have a Kiddush Hashem. And he says even by Ben Noach, if it would be Mitzvah on to give up his life, it would only be Bifnei Asara. So therefore, says the Brisker Rav, that's why we say Leinenu, that the Nechama should be Leinenu, because now instead of being a Chil Hashem, taking the Kama in a way that will be Leinenu, and it will be a Kiddush Hashem to them. So according to this, perhaps we could say, in the same capital as the Pasuk Shvay Chamascha. So when we say Shvay Chamascha al-Goyim Asher Le'idu'ucha, we're also tying the same thing, that the Goyim that don't know you, there's a Chal Hashem, you should take out your anger on them. But we want it to be that there's a Kid Hashem. So that's why when we say Shvay Chamascha, we open the doors to give ourselves a view to the outside, that we should be able to see the Goyim, and that will be a Kiyim of the Nekama that should be Le'inenu. That it should be a Kiddush Hashem. That's how we open the doors. Okay, now we'll talk about Kaish Aliyo. Try to finish. So the Chayk Yaakov brings the earliest Makar seems for the to have Kaish Aliyo. The Chayk Yaakov brings in the Sefer Pesach Me'uvin, and he says that. On the safe that we said before, but in the Sefer Amani that we opened the door to want to greet Elio, he says now we're not noyig like that because of Shiach Hazika, and he said we're noyig Godinus Elo to be Meizik Kais Acher Yosef Mesubim Kainos to Kais Aliyah Navi. We call it the Kais Aliyah Navi. So the Mishabura, this says why we call it Kais Aliyah. Mishabura says noyig in be Elo Godinus Lumzik Kais Acher Yosef Mesubim Kainos to Kais Aliyah. Says the Mishabura. We believe Kashem Shagalana Hashem is Barak Mitzrayim, just like Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim, who Yagalina Oid, Vishlach Lana Levasrenu. So too, he should redeem us again and send Eliyahu HaNavi to be Mavasar, the Mesura Taiva. So, there's another pshat why we call it Kesh Eliyahu, Vishem, they say Vishem the Gra. That really the Gemara Psachim, there's a different girsa that seems to say that we have a Kais Hamishi. And there's a whole Shiloh, if there's such a girsa like that, there's a girsa in the Rif like that. So therefore when we're pour the fourth Kais, we pour an extra Kais Hamishi but we don't drink it because we have a Safik. And that's what we call a Kais Eliyo, because Eliyo Navi is gonna come and he's gonna be patient the Safik. Just like he's patient all the other Sfeikas. Now the Raivan on the Rif, he says a pshat that the Kais Hamishi, just like we said, it's Keneged Arba L'Shayin Yishal Geula, he says there's another Lashon Geula. The fifth Lashon Geula is V'Havesi. It says V'Havesi Ala Aretz. Why weren't they Masakin until now? Because till now, we didn't come to Eretz Yisrael B'Shlemus. We went back to Galus. It's only going to be totally complete when by the Geula Ha'asida. So for the V'Havesi, we pour the Kais Hamishi, and that's why it's called Kais Eliyahu, because it's Meravis of the Geula to the Geula Shlema. Now, I was wondering if do we have any Makar, if Eliyahu Navi actually comes to the Seder when we do Shvei Chamascha. So I found very interesting in the Shazim Tshuva Shtei Halachem, in the Yizas coming from the Pnei Yeshua. And there's the last tshuva in the Sefer, the Shoyl actually asks him that where does this whole thing Kesha come from? Doesn't make any sense, there's no makar for it. And he like makes a litanis out of it. He says it's Kidnir Kadavar Zar, Ain Lesharj Vaana, Mandakhar Shmid who says there's Eliyahu Navi by Lo Pesach, and it says Ain Yal Kanichus Nashim Behavleyam. So Shtei Alechem goes stark against him and he says, Havi Zar Bidvarecha. So don't make fun of Minhagen Shayso, the Kain Tayrah, it's Kain Tayrah. And he basically explains that we know the Pirkei Avot says that by Yamila, Eliyahu HaNavi comes, Eliyahu Malach HaBris, he comes to, that's clear in Pirkei Avot. He says, the mitzvah of Mila and Pesach are really intertwined. Because by Pesach, you can't eat the Karm Pesach if you don't have a Mila. Kol Ar Lo Yeichablai. And as Chazal say, "Va'avar Allah mismeisas b'demayich." What's the two dam b'demayich? Dam Mila v'dam Pesach. So he says, just like Eliyahu Navi comes and is made that we do Mila, so too the dam Pesach, which is intertwined with mitzvah Mila, v'ad Eliyahu Navi comes to everybody's house and he's made that we're makayim all the mitzvahs of Pesach. And his, like his lashon is, he says, he sees the mitzvahs that we do, and he goes back up to Shemayim, and he's a meilat for Klal Yisrael to bring the geula speedily. So he says that Taka Eliyahu Navi does come. Just and quickly, my father always tell me that when by his seder, his father, my grandfather, Rechanan Archichavitz, every well seder by Shvei Chamascha, he would go downstairs to open the door and he would not let anyone come with him, and he would stand there for a while, and my father would always ask him what he was doing. He didn't tell him, and he always would be there for a while, never let anyone come with him. And he actually has a story when he was in Siberia that he had Gil Eliyahu, but that's for a different time. Go ahead. Yeah.